How Philosophers Change Lives. Locke. You arrive believing someone else wrote your soul. But Locke will show you the page was blank at birth. Every thought you hold was built from what you touched, what entered through the senses gate. Read him, and you'll know your mind is truly yours, assembled piece by piece from living in this world, and no one born has claim to rule another without consent freely given, freely held. Hume will teach you gentle, devastating doubt. You think you know that fire causes heat? He'll whisper, you have only seen them dance together, a habit of the mind, not chains of certainty. At first, this feels like loss. The ground gives way, but soon you'll find a gift. Humility. The world is stranger than our reason tells us, and wonder lives where arrogance once stood. Rousseau will break your heart, then mend it strange and new. He'll show you how society has bent you, how change disguised as manners taught you shame, how somewhere underneath the learned performance a freer self still breathes, though faintly now. Read him, and you'll grieve what was corrupted, but also learn the heart has its own wisdom, and sometimes feeling knows what thinking can't. With Kant, the stars above become a mirror of something just as vast that dwells within. He'll teach you that your mind is not a passive glass, but builds the very world it seems to find. Time, space, and cause are gifts you bring to things, and deeper still, a moral law inside you, unborrowed, unbought, as steady as the heavens. Act, he says, as if your choice became a universal rule. Hegel's pages will feel like climbing fog-wrapped peaks, but persist, and you will see from heights immense. History is not a trail of random accidents. It moves, it struggles, it becomes itself through conflict. Every contradiction carries its own answer. Every failure folds into a larger rising. Read him, and your suffering starts to speak, and you become a note in reason's symphony. Kierkegaard will find you in your loneliness and sit with you, refusing easy comfort. He knows the crowd is untruth, knows that systems fail to hold one trembling person in the night. He'll ask, what do you believe? Not borrowed creeds. What will you leap towards when proof runs out? Read him, and you'll feel the weight of choosing, the dizziness of freedom, and its strange, austere grace. Nietzsche. He writes like lightning over mountains, dangerous, electric, blazing through your certainties. God is dead, he says, and we have killed him. Now, what will you become without a father's eye? He does not want despair. He wants your strength, wants you to forge new values from your living. To love your life so fiercely, you would choose it again and again, eternally, with all its pain. Say yes. Schopenhauer sees the ache beneath all striving, the endless wanting that is never filled. He will not lie to you with false tomorrows. He names the suffering you always have suspected. But here is where he offers unexpected shelter. In music, art, and the contemplation of beauty, the will falls quiet, and you taste a stillness. Compassion, too, becomes a door to peace. Wittgenstein will make you watch your words, those careless tools you thought were simply windows. Language is a game, he says, with rules we barely notice, and half our deepest puzzles are just grammar gone astray. What cannot be said must be passed over in silence, but oh, that silence holds the things that matter most. Read him, and your speech will grow more careful, and what you cannot say, you'll learn to show. Russell loved the clean, cold light of logic, the way a proof can cut through centuries of fog. He'll teach you, do not fear to question sacred things, and do not let your wishes warp your seeing. Clear thought is not a bloodless exercise. He marched for peace. He went to jail for justice. Read him, and your mind becomes a sharper blade, wielded not for cruelty, but for truth. Heidegger asks the question we keep dodging. What does it mean to be? Not facts, not things, but this strange wakefulness of finding yourself here, thrown into a world you never chose, moving toward a death that you cannot trade. His words are thick and tangled, often troubling, but underneath, a call to live authentically, to stop the chatter, and to hear being's quiet voice. Sartre, he says, you are condemned to freedom. No essence wrote your script before your birth. You make yourself through every choice you make, and cannot hide behind your nature or your past. Bad faith is every comfortable excuse, every time you say, I had no choice. Read him, and the weight falls on your shoulders. But so does dignity. You are the author now. There are many more philosophers, but more than anything, I wanted to show you here that you have a permission to change the world. You are allowed to grow all the way up, all the way until you become a great being, and use the best of the wisdom that you find in these books to shape a new philosophy, one that is updated for the heights we have reached, and more powerful and safer for all of the future of humankind. Becoming a philosopher is not optional. It's an important part of your growing up.